Thank God for these testimonies. How they blessed my heart and touched my heart. And I want to be sensitive unto the Lord. I'm not going to reach exactly what I thought I would. I had intended to go back into Revelation chapter 13 and try to look at several verses. But I do want to go there and just look at a verse or two in Revelation chapter 13. John has been writing in the chapter about the days of the Antichrist. And John has talked about his rise, his power, and how that he blasphemes the God of heaven, how he is out to destroy the saints of God in that hour. But then John, in 1st number 9, and him says something that stands out. John says, if any man have an ear, let him hear. And then he says, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword, lest he be killed with the sword. And then he says, here is the patience and the faith of the saints. I want to just take a moment about what John is saying. I remind you that John is writing to people of God in his day that were facing hard times. They were facing persecution by the Roman government. Their loved ones were suffering. They were watching as friends and family were put to death. But John is talking about even worse days. The days of the tribulation. But in verse 9 and 10, John pauses to encourage the children of God. John says, if any man have an ear, let him hear. It is like John is saying, I want you to pay close attention. I want you to hear him to what I'm about to say. I want you to be careful and not miss what I'm going to tell you. John says that he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword, then by the sword must he be killed. So John is telling them this. I want you to not miss this. And those that are persecuting you, those that are making your life so hard and miserable, those things that you're facing, there will come a day when God will deal with it all. There'll come a day when God will set things right. Those that have taken into captivity, they will be taken into captivity. And those that have killed with the sword, they will be killed with the sword. John is saying, Satan will have his way. Satan will do all he can, but in the end, God is going to be victorious over it all. Till coming in to his deception, there'll be a day Satan's evil work will be over. Then he adds a final phrase. John says, here is the patience and the faith of the saints. It is that though John is saying this, here is where your encouragement is found. Here is where your persistence lies. Here is where strength in the Lord comes from. John is saying, never, 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 ever forget that God will one day deal with unrighteousness, and they'll come and pay. God will deal with sin. But until then, wait on the Lord. Until then, keep trusting Him. Until then, keep on believing. God will never, ever fail. I thank God, as the old song we sing says, there is coming a day when no heartaches shall come. No more clouds in the sky. No more tears will dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, a glorious day that will be. And then it goes on. There'll be no more sorrows to bear. No more burdens over there. No more sickness. No more pain. No more parting over there. And forever I shall be in the one who died for me. Hot and pain. A glorious day that will be. John was saying, let that be your patience. And let that be where your faith lies. Realizing God will give you the strength to face all life that's on you. And one day, it'll all be over. I thank God there's coming a day. There'll be no more cancer diagnosis. Thank God the families will never hear a doctor say, there's nothing else we can do. Thank God there'll never be a phone call that says, preacher, I need to tell you that my loved one has died. Thank God there'll never be a burden, heartache, sorrow ever again. What a day, glorious day that's going to be. So right in the middle of all the talk about judgment and evil, John says, hang in there, weary children. Don't miss this. Don't miss this. Just keep pressing on. Keep trusting God. There's coming a day. It'll all be over. And we'll be at home with Him. So I felt like I ought to just leave that with you to think about and take home with you. What a day that's going to be when we lay all these things aside and there's nothing to hold us back down here, and we'll see Him face to face. Brother Kevin, would you give us a song, and we'll sing just before we go. By my heart seems so full today. My heart feels so enriched deep within today. There may be someone with a burden, someone with a need. Why not allow the Lord to help you and touch your heart today? This altar is open while we stand and while we sing. I invite you to come.